The Klawak Senior Center recently completed a major expansion. An open house was held to show off the new apartments and communal areas. KRBD's Jay Marble was there.
Hello, can we come in?
Yes.
We're going to... I'm showing these guys around. Is this going to be your unit?
I hope so. Oh, good.
Yvonne LeCornu is in her wheelchair and inside one of the new units at the Klawak Senior Center. She's trying to decide which place she should claim as her own. She's quick to point out that the wide hallways and doorways, because of her wheelchair, are really important to her. The counters and light switches are also placed lower so she can reach them from her chair. LeCornu has her choice of a couple different units, and the views are different. One has a better shot of the bay, the other of the birds.
Well, the bay, see, the bay is the coolest part. You know, if I can't see a lot of action, at least I get to see a lot of bird action over on this side. A lot of eagles, and kingfishers, and everybody. All the little hummingbirds. I was just telling her about the hummingbirds, that they, in the springtime, they're just thick.
The Klawak Senior Center started in the early 80s. Judith Mason is the communications officer with Tlingit and Haida Regional Housing Authority. She says the financing of the expansion and remodel included grants from the Rasmussen Foundation and Denali Commission, Alaska Housing Corporation, SEARCH, and HUD. She says there's one obvious difference between the senior center as it was and how it is now.
Oh my, this one's three times the size of the other one. The original building had eight units. This one has 18. In addition to that, there's eight of them are two bedrooms. So that allows a senior to have another family member live with them or a care provider live with them full time.
The senior center also has expanded kitchens and lunchrooms and offices. The senior center now has an elevator, one of only two on Prince of Wales Island, and the only one in Klawak.
I mean, before they used to have to go up this really long ramp that wrapped around the building. And then with the weather and all that kind of stuff, so this is a good thing.
Mason says the older original eight units have also been remodeled, and with their new appliances, floors, and fixtures, they do look like new.
So this is one of the older units. And as you can see, everything's been rebuilt. New cabinets, appliances, everything. The only structural thing that is different is you can see the passageway to the bathroom is larger for wheelchair access.
As of the grand opening, most of the units had been spoken for. However, built into this expanded building is a long hallway. Right now it leads nowhere, but it is the route to what could be more units that could be added in a future renovation. I'm Jay Marble.